Chapter 8, Gift for the Darkness. Piggy looked up miserably from the dawn-pale beach to the dark mountain. Are you sure? Really sure, I mean?
I told you a dozen times now, said Ralph. We saw it.
Do you think we're safe down here?
How the hell should I know?
Ralph jerked away from him and walked a few paces along the beach. Jack was kneeling and drawing a circular pattern in the sand with his forefinger. Piggy's voice came to them, hushed.
Are you sure? Really?
Go up and see, said Jack contemptuously, and good riddance.
No fear.
The beast had teeth, said Ralph, and big black eyes. He shuddered violently. Piggy took off his one round of glass and polished the surface.
What are we going to do?
Ralph turned towards the platform. The conch glimmered among the trees, a white blob against the place where the sun would rise. He pushed back his mop.
I don't know.
He remembered the panic flight down the mountainside. I don't think we'd ever fight a thing that size, honestly, you know.
We'd talk, but we wouldn't fight a tiger.
We'd hide. Even Jack'd hide. Jack still looked at the sand.
What about my hunters?
Simon came stealing out of the shadows by the shelters. Ralph ignored Jack's question. He pointed to the touch of yellow above the sea.
As long as there's light, we're brave enough.
But then? And now that thing squats by the fire as though it didn't want us to be rescued. He was twisting his hands now unconsciously. His voice rose.
So we can't have a signal fire.
We're beaten. A point of gold appeared above the sea, and at once all the sky lightened.
What about my hunters?
Boys armed with sticks. Jack got to his feet. His face was red as he marched away. Piggy put on his one glass and looked at Ralph.
Now you've done it. You've been rude about his hunters.
Oh, shut up. The sound of the inexpertly blown conch interrupted them. As though he were serenading the rising sun, Jack went on blowing till the shelters were astir and the hunters crept to the platform and the Litlans whimpered as now they so frequently did. Ralph rose obediently and Piggy and they went to the platform.
Talk, said Ralph bitterly. Talk, talk, talk.
He took the conch from Jack. This meeting... Jack interrupted him.
I called it.
If you hadn't called it, I should have. You just blew the conch.
Well, isn't that... Oh, take it, go on, talk.
Ralph thrust the conch into Jack's arms and sat down on the trunk.
I've called an assembly, said Jack, because of a lot of things. First, you know now we've seen the beast. We crawled up. We were only a few feet away. The beast sat up and looked at us. I don't know what it does. We don't even know what it is. The beast comes out of the sea, out of the dark. Trees.
Quiet, shouted Jack. You listen. The beast is sitting up there, whatever it is.
Perhaps it's waiting. Hunting.
Yes, hunting.
Hunting, said Jack.
He remembered his age-old tremors in the forest.
Yes, the beast is a hunter, only...
Shut up.
The next thing is that we couldn't kill it. And the next thing is, Ralph said, my hunters are no good.
I never said that.
I've got the conch.
Ralph thinks you're cowards, running away from the boar and the beast.
And that's not all.
There was a kind of sigh on the platform, as if everyone knew what was coming.
Jack's voice went on, tremulous yet determined, pushing against the uncooperative silence.
He's like Piggy. He says things like Piggy. He isn't a proper chief.
Jack clutched the conch to him.
He's a coward himself.
For a moment he paused and then went on.
On top, when Roger and me went on, he stayed back.
I went too.
After. The two boys glared at each other through screens of hair.
I went on too, said Ralph. Then I ran away.
So did you.
Call me a coward then.
Jack turned to the hunters.
He's not a hunter. He'd never have got us meat. He isn't a prefect, and we don't know anything about him. He just gives orders and expects people to obey for nothing. All this talk, All this talk, shouted Ralph. Talk, talk. Who wanted it? Who called the meeting? Jack turned, red in the face, his chin sunk back. He glowered up under his eyebrows. All right, then, he said in tones of deep meaning and menace. All right. He held the conch against his chest with one hand and stabbed the air with his index finger. Who thinks Ralph oughtn't to be chief? He looked expectantly at the boys ranged round, who had frozen. Under the palms there was deadly silence. Hands up, said Jack strongly. Whoever wants Ralph not to be chief. The silence continued, breathless and heavy and full of shame. Slowly the red drained from Jack's cheeks, then came back with a painful rush. He licked his lips and turned his head at an angle, so that his gaze avoided the embarrassment of linking with another's eye. How many think? His voice tailed off. The hands that held the conch shook. He cleared his throat and spoke loudly. All right, then. He laid the conch with great care in the grass at his feet. The humiliating tears were running from the corner of each eye. I'm not going to play any longer. Not with you. Most of the boys were looking down now at the grass or their feet. Jack cleared his throat again. I'm not going to be a part of Ralph's lot. He looked along the right-hand logs, numbering the hunters that had been a choir. I'm going off by myself. He can catch his own pigs. Anyone who wants to hunt when I do can come too. He blundered out of the triangle towards the drop to the white sand. Jack! Jack turned and looked back at Ralph. For a moment he paused, and then cried out, high-pitched, enraged, No! He leapt down from the platform and ran along the beach, paying no heed to the steady fall of his tears, and until he dived into the forest, Ralph watched him. Piggy was indignant. I've been talking, Ralph, and you just stood there like... Softly, looking at Piggy and not seeing him, Ralph spoke to himself. He'll come back. When the sun goes down, he'll come. He looked at the conch in Piggy's hand. What? Well, there. Piggy gave up the attempt to rebuke Ralph. He polished his glass again and went back to his subject.